Boko Haram's toll continues mounting in Nigeria. A school in Lebanon is walking by faith for Syria. And one group is sharing Christ with the help of manga-style graphic novels. These stories and more in today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan says the five-year Boko Haram insurgency is worse than the civil war that broke out in Nigeria in the late 60s. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says Boko Haram wants to carve out an Islamic state.
What they would like to do is very similar to what ISIS has done, and they would like to control territory. They would like to be the government. They would like to be the religious authorities. They would like to have complete control of an area of northern Nigeria.
Government forces successfully repelled a militant attack over the weekend. In the chaos, 60 girls from the group that was kidnapped in April escaped. Good news, right? Well, Nettleton reminds us.
The world paid attention, I think maybe for a brief window, on the kidnapped girls. The girls are still kidnapped, but the world's attention has kind of moved on. Boko Haram has not left. They have not laid down their weapons. They continue to be a force of persecution and upheaval and violence in the country of Nigeria.
BOM comes alongside the church with resources so they can be effective in these circumstances. And what can you do?
Tell their stories. Remind the American church, hey, these are our brothers and sisters. They are suffering. We need to be in prayer for them.
Meanwhile, the situation in Iraq continues to grow in hostility, and most Christians have left. Al Goff, president of Global Aid Network, left for Iraq yesterday. He's meeting with local partners of Gain USA to assess the current needs. Gain USA works in the Middle East to provide immediate and long-term needs for the refugees. So please pray for Goff's safety, a successful meeting, for the Iraqi Christians caught in the crossfire, and for the many thousands of displaced families. This is Mission Network News. When needs are overwhelming and you just don't have enough to provide, sometimes you have to walk by faith. That's what a school in Lebanon is doing with the help of Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous missions. The Cedar of Lebanon Boarding School has become a shelter for Syrian refugees. Teachers there are including refugee kids in school and introducing them to Christ, but they still have to turn away hundreds. Get ways to help at our website. Meanwhile, religious freedom remains a low priority in the United States. It's been 9 months since the Ambassador-at-Large for International Religious Freedom resigned, and the Obama administration has yet to pick a replacement. David Shibley of Global Advance says it's a far cry from the intent of U.S. founders.
They saw this continent, this new world, as a beachhead from which to evangelize the entire world.
Religious freedom is vital for sharing the gospel effectively. Global Advance is picking up the slack. They're training pastors and marketplace leaders around the world and at home.
This very month, we are training Latino leaders here in the United States to be catalysts for the fulfilling of the Great Commission. Anywhere people need Jesus, that's where we need to be. And, of course, that includes our own nation.
There's a part for you to play. You can get the details at missionnetworknews.org. And manga graphic novels cover a variety of topics. Crossroad Bible Institute uses Manga Messiah to share Christ with children of prison inmates and detained youth. They now have a Spanish version to reach Latin America and detained immigrants in the U.S. Dr. David Scheringa of CBI says,
because they are undocumented immigrants, they have absolutely no rights. They're completely alone, and really appreciate the fact that the church is reaching out to them to comfort them, to guide them, and to show them the love of Jesus.
Children taking the course receive encouraging letters from volunteer instructors. By the way, do you speak Spanish?
Your listeners should know that we are in need of more Spanish-speaking, Spanish-reading instructors. And so if someone out there understands Spanish, can read it, can write it, you can sign up.
You can follow the link at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get the book Learning to Suffer God's Way, Discovering Purpose in Suffering by Donald Zoller, free from Sat7. Get your free copy by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.